But right now, we want to talk some tennis with a guy that certainly knows it better than just about anybody. He's a member of the International Tennis Hall of Fame, legendary coach who's going to be appearing in Tualatin coming up in mid-October. We're going to be talking about an event that you can be a part of as well. It's Nick Bollettieri. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and I know that you're the voice of Portland Trailblazers. I'd love for you to be the voice of Train Up with the Pros coming that weekend, sir.
I'll tell you what, Coach. I'll find out if that can be possible. I'd love to be a part of it. Just being near you, I know my tennis game would improve. Just being in your presence, I know that would help.
Well, that's a guarantee, and we're out here live at the Open. But this is what we're going to do, Brian. We're going to bring out Marty Fish, who, by the way, won his first round today. You know, and this is probably his last time of playing here. John Michael Gamble, Jimmy Arias, Orson Krajicek will play tomorrow, Renee Stubbs, and it should be a fun day. And the reason why we're doing it is to give an opportunity to children to go out, not only play the game of tennis, but also to concentrate on their schoolwork and how to develop their character, sir. And to me, that is probably one of the most important things. And during that evening, I hope to talk to the parents to give them messages how to relate to their children and how to judge their children, not just by the scores of events, but by the effort. My good friend who got me into my tennis camps voted last year the number one football coach ever said, "My team never lost. We just ran out of time," Vince Lombardi. And those are the type of things that Train Up is all about. And we're going to also have a trial for a young boy or girl called the Junior Star Award based on not only how they hit the ball, how they interview, their sportsmanship, to spend a week, all expenses paid, at the IMG Voluntary Tennis Academy, sir. And for those who don't know, that
1 week is valued at about $14,000. So we're not just talking about a prize that can be won any day of the week. So that's a very generous prize for you to donate to this.
Well, it is. And on Friday night, we're going to have a special table. We're going to have a pro exhibition. I'm going to do a little bit of commentating. We're going to have a special VIP table with the pros, which I'll be with them. And they can get tickets on www.trainupfoundation.org. And,
yes,
you know, I'm hoping, Brian, go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, just to recap, Coach, everybody's following you. This All-Star Charity Weekend is coming up at the Stafford Hills Club in Tualatin on October 16th and 17th, a two-day event. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime weekend for those that are fans of tennis, and the ability for junior and adult players to really benefit, and then, as you say, to select one junior player to get this Train Up Foundation Junior Star Award. Talk to us about the foundation and what you have tried to do over the years with Train Up to be able to really mold some young tennis players, as you say, not just on the court, but also to show them the value of a lot of things that will help them in life.
Especially building their character to be able to say no to drugs, no to alcohol, know how to interview, know how to talk, know how to be honest, know how to say thank you. That's what Train Up is all about, is improving your education, improving your self-esteem, that you can say no to the devils that live on every street corner. And what it does, it tracks the education of the children that play sports as compared to those that don't get involved in sports. And the statistics show that the kids that get involved with this program do much better in school, do much better physically, and do much better overall as a person, sir.
Now, over the years, you've guided 10 great players to number one in the world. And talking about great, great players on the men's side, great players on the women's side. Is there any common denominator that you saw in these players that allowed them? Obviously, you did a lot with your coaching, but you had to have some good things to work with each individual. Any common denominator among the 10 that maybe you could recall?
Yes, sir. They refuse to lose. They find a way to come through. Maybe not by the score, but in their minds, they refuse to lose. And they also accept that nobody can do it by themselves, the same as your basketball team. It's all teamwork, techniques, the physical part, the mental part, and saying, we do it, not I do it. And that's the things that make a person special, not only on the athletic field, but in life. And we're hoping this will go through because I've adopted two sons from Ethiopia a few years ago. And last month, even though I'm in the International Hall of Fame, I was honored to be the first white person inducted into the Black Tennis Hall of Fame. And I believe in helping children. So I'm working on my tan, you know, to make sure that's okay. But my sons are browned up and they said, Daddy, you got to work on your tan. But I want to help children and inspire them to go out and try to do things and never say, I can't do it, but I will do it, sir. So we need your help to get the people out there and to support this program, Brian.
Now, before we recap all the good things that are going to be coming up in October in Tualatin, you said you're out at the U.S. Open. I know it's tough, especially when you've seen as many great players as you have over the years. But where would you rank Serena Williams among the best female players you've ever seen?
She has to be right on top, sir. And it's tough to compare generations, the same as basketball players. If you go back 30 years, 40 years, today the basketball players are bigger and stronger. It's the same way in tennis. They're bigger and stronger, but Serena Williams is probably the best ever, or she has to be right on top of the list, sir.
So, again, coming up, if you are a fan of tennis, and we have many tennis folks in this area, in fact, Mike Rice is a member of our broadcast crew, is as avid a tennis player as I know, and a fan of tennis, and his granddaughter is also getting very involved in the game, I know, and has performed very well on her way up in the junior ranks. So I know there's a lot of great tennis fans in this area, so this is a great opportunity to take part in an event and also to be around as legendary a Hall of Fame tennis coach as there is, Nick Bollettieri, coming up. The Train Up with the Pros All-Star Charity Weekend, again, October 16th and 17th at the Stafford Hills Club. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime weekend. You can find out more information by going to Train Up Foundation, trainupfoundation.org. And again, as part of the event, there will be a Train Up Foundation Junior Star Award, as Nick is going to select one junior player who shows the best talent, attitude, and work ethic. And that player is going to get an all-expense-paid one-week trip to train with Nick at his world-famous academy in Bradenton, Florida, a $14,000 value just for being selected in that particular weekend. So this is a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful opportunity, Brian, to be around such knowledge as you have, Nick.
Well, thank you so much. And I can also tell by your voice that you enjoy sports. And, you know, sports is life, and helping children and give them hope to be able to survive in this difficult world today is very important, Brian. So I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart to promote this project, sir.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Continue to enjoy the U.S. Open, and we're going to look forward to getting you here in Portland, and in particular at the Stafford Hills Club in Tualatin, middle of October, so it won't be too far off in the distance before we get you to town. But thank you for the time today, and I know this is going to be a big-time event, and you being a part of it makes it so to start with, and I know everybody's going to take advantage of the opportunity to spend some time with you that weekend.
Thank you, sir, and thank you, everybody listening. Bye-bye.
All right, Coach, we'll see you in town real soon. Legendary tennis coach Nick Bollettieri, going to be in town for a big-time weekend, October 16th and 17th at the Stafford Hills Club. Train Up with the Pros, All-Star Charity Weekend. Again, more information at trainupfoundation.org. That Junior Star Award alone, I mean, if you have a young player that you think has some potential and has not only talent, but great attitude, great work ethic. This is an event that they need to be a part of, because if Nick selects that individual to win the Junior Star Award for the weekend, just think about that. All expense paid, 1 week trip to train with Nick, a guy who has churned out 10 former number one players in the world during his time as a tennis coach. And you can go to his world famous academy in Bradenton, Florida. It would cost you about $14,000 if you wanted to pay to have it done, but you can have it done for free if your junior player is selected with that Train Up Foundation Junior Star Award. But even if you don't win that award, the opportunity as a junior or even as somebody who's an adult playing tennis to be around Nick Baldacciari for the weekend is a pretty exclusive opportunity that is not afforded to many. But it's going to happen October 16th and 17th, Stafford Hills Club in Tualatin.